pretty big deal. I looked around for somewhere to tuck myself away so I wasn't in the way, but could remain close to Dad and his bodyguards.
What are you doing?
My sister's sharp voice startled me, disrupting the quiet in my head. Jacquelina scowled at me as she hovered nearby. Her thin lips tightened with a sharp look, making her face appear even more bird-like than it already did, with her slightly larger-than-average nose and the widow's peak at the top of her forehead. She looked more like our dad with her dark hair and olive skin, but me, I looked like our mom. Softer, rounder, and shorter. At nearly 17, Jackie was almost 6 years older than me, and other than our similarly shaped eyes, though hers were brown to my hazel, the reality of being related to her seemed near impossible. There were few other similarities, both physically and personality-wise. I had emotions, but she, well, even at her own mom's funeral, her makeup was completely untouched. No tears or mascara smeared down her cheeks. It was as if it was just a normal day. Whereas I'd typically duck my head and apologize for the unseen insult, today I was different. I was tired and angry and sad. I found a chair in the first row and sat on the edge before looking up at her expectantly waiting face. "Sitting," I snapped back. Jackie's eyes widened at my tone. She stepped back and folded her arms across her chest. "Touchy much?" I bit my lip again but didn't reply. Instead, I turned my gaze to the casket. Closed, of course. Why wouldn't it be? There's nobody inside. From what I'd overheard from Dad's men, Mom's body had been so badly beaten, it was hardly recognizable. No 11-year-old should have to hear that. But I had only myself to blame. I'd been eavesdropping near Dad's office, and when I wasn't in their direct line of sight, Dad's men weren't all that great at tempering their words. Swallowing the lump that formed, I tried not to flinch when people moved around and between Jackie and me. My heart felt like it was hammering at a million miles a minute. Sweat collected in my palms even as I tried to squish my fingers into them to stop it. Jackie's stare continued to bore into me for several moments, until she seemed to get bored and finally gave up. I was thankful when she flipped her hair off her shoulder and headed across the space toward our dad. That was just who Jackie was, and it wasn't like we'd ever been particularly close. Closing my eyes and resting back against the seat, I sucked in a breath and then slowly released it as I thought about the fact that, despite the big mouths of my father's bodyguards, Jackie was the one who told me the truth about how Mom had died. I'd been crying in my room several days ago when she'd popped inside and leaned against the jamb, watching me with cool, unbothered eyes. It always freaked me out when she did that. Sometimes Jackie would just show up somewhere, and instead of saying anything at all, she would stare at you, watch you. Then she'd ask strange questions like, "Does it hurt when you cry?" Or, "Why do you feel bad about lying?" And the day we'd been told about our mother's death was the same. "Do you know what killed Mom?" she'd asked. I sniffled hard. "Car wreck? They said it was an accident." I swiped angrily at the wet streaks on my face. Did she really have to question me today, of all days? Jackie nodded and sighed, but she didn't look exactly comforting. I used to think it was just the way her face naturally fell, but at that moment, I realized it was because she truly didn't seem to care about me. There was no reaction to my tears, no attempt of consoling. Her lips were twisted in more of a downward, irritated scowl. "Ah, so that's what he told you." My hand slowed, pausing against one cheek as I processed her words. "Told me?" I repeated. "What do you mean, told me?" "It's just because you're still pretty young," she replied without actually answering my question. "Young enough to be kept in the dark." She trailed off, turning to leave. Confusion swirled within.